1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Well, I guess we got four shows in 1 hour. Four shows in 1 hour. And that's it, baby. At the end of the week, there ain't going to be no more except our website. And right now, we are actively collecting your contact information at www.philhendryshow.com. If you go over there, let us know where you're at, what you is, and all that. Give us your contact information. We can tell you about exciting things coming this summer on our website. And that includes all of the material that we have worked so hard to create. And, you know, we'd like it to be heard again. We'd like it to stay around. Our radio show is a rarity in talk. In fact, it's the only talk radio show, I think, that plays well on repeats. If you hear most talk radio, you can't listen to it again because the guy was talking about, like, something that happened when he recorded it, and now he's on vacation 6 months later, and they're rolling this tape about, you know, what, OJ? Here's the best of Bob Snorf. Well, look at that. There goes the Bronco. And you're hearing, our show plays well in replay because it's sort of episodic. So I think it's going to play well. It's going to play well as well on our website. We'll be streaming for free certain material, and we'll also have the archives accessible with a backstage pass. All right, starting the hour, this hour, what we wanted to do, and this week we're, who knows what we're going to do this week, but we are taking calls from our listeners throughout the week. A once and only time that we have ever done this. Oh, well, I shouldn't say that, but certainly in recent times, we've sort of foregone the whole traditional let's take a call from the listener thing because it didn't make any sense, the kind of show that we do. But because we are in the last week of our broadcast, we do want to hear from people who, for whatever reason, would like to reach out and touch someone, reach out and get, just reach out and grip someone. And you can do it at 1-800-449-8686. Now, while we set those calls up, while I pay people to call in, I'd like to play for you an outtake reel. Now, what is an outtake reel? Well, you've seen them on television and you've heard them on radio. You've heard the famous Casey Kasem one, right? With a dead dog dedication. You've heard that. It's when the guy goes, you know, makes mistakes. Because our show is a live show, all of our mistakes you hear. You hear them. You hear them on the air. Even when someone says a bad word, that's the only time you don't really hear it, but you definitely do hear the dump. You hear the sort of cut in the continuum of the program. The one place where you don't hear our mistakes is when? When would that be, bud? Never mind.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
The one place where you don't hear me make a mistake is where?
I hear you make mistakes all the time.
I'm talking about when I'm doing the show, the listeners hear me screw up live. But where's the one area of broadcasting where I screw up and they don't necessarily hear it? Look at the stupid look on your face.
Yeah, I see what yours looks like.
I'm sitting there staring at you and you're looking back at me with a big freaking gaping, I could drive a truck through that mouth.
Yeah, I bet you that's not all you would want to do with it.
You filthy ow! Jackass, I'm trying to get something done here. It's when I'm doing commercials. When you do a commercial, you got to do it again because you didn't read it right, or you read it the wrong way, or you didn't have enough time. And down through the years, I said to Mark one time, I said, you got to keep the outtakes of these. And little did I know he was doing it. And last week he walked in, he said, here, I've kept all the outtakes. Not all of them, but I've got outtakes of commercials that you've butchered to pieces when we've been trying to record these spots. And just so people know, the advertiser, I think, here is Eastwood Insurance. And what else? Is that it? There's a few other advertisers. So what you're going to hear now is Phil Hendry doing a recording of commercials just, at different times throughout the years. And what happens when we make a mistake? And here it is.
Auto insurance is expensive enough. If you've had a DUI, accidents, tickets, it's nuts. However, if you have Eastwood Insurance, you've got a good friend there. Hi, everybody. This is Phil Hendry for Eastwood Auto Insurance. You're not going to have a suck. Hi, everybody. This is Phil Hendry for Eastwood Insurance.
Everybody has to have auto insurance, otherwise you're a dead man. Sayonara, say goodbye to the big screen TV, all of the things that you've loved. Well, Eastwood Auto Insurance, my friend, is the place to go. They have the lowest rates in town, the best coverage. They're there for you. They're reliable. They're affordable. Lowest down payments, lowest monthly payments. And you can go to eastwoodinsurance.com and get a free quote in under a minute right online. Eastwood Insurance, California license number 0831635. Call Eastwood Insurance today at 1-800-468-LESS. That's 1-800-468-LESS. And you can see the Eastwood Insurance ad under insurance, bud, in your SBC Pacific... See the Eastwood Insurance ad under insurance in your SBC Smart Bell. Why do I keep saying Smart Bell, you sucker? Take 400. Hi, this is Phil Hendry, and I want to tell you there's nothing better than giving diamonds for Christmas, for New Year's, for birthdays. I don't care what day you have in mind. The best thing to do, the best gift to give, is a diamond. Now, I'm going to tell you about a place I just found out about, Crown Diamonds. Jewelry from Crown Diamonds. For my second brilliant, extemporaneous, commercial. Hi, this is Phil Hendry. Diamonds, they say, are a girl's best friend. Let me tell you, it's a guy's best friend because when you get a look at the look on her face, and I don't want to predict what's going to happen, but if you give her a diamond, it won't be the worst night of your life. Now, you've heard me talking about Crown Diamonds. Why? Because it's affordable. Because everybody ought to be able to give their beautiful lady or their man a diamond. Now, have you called them yet? Their selection includes men's and women's rings and wedding bands, earrings, tennis bracelets, necklaces, and pendants. Crown Diamonds has generous gift... Take 51. Hi, Phil Hendry here. Now, a diamond, believe me, is the best gift you can give because it is a timeless gift. It is a gift that will increase in value. You can give it to a man. You can give it to a woman. You could give it to your dog if you want. And, buddy, when you present that to your dog, your dog will give you the best blow. Oh, this is it. This is the one, man. Don't worry. Hi, this is Phil Hendry for Crown Diamonds. The greatest gift you can offer a woman is a diamond. Now, I don't know what's going to happen the night you give that beautiful diamond ring to her, that beautiful diamond pendant to her, but I can tell you this, it ain't going to be the worst night of your life. Crown Diamonds. Have you called them yet? They have an extensive line of beautifully designed jewelry created by their own master craftsmen. They have wedding bands, earrings, tennis bracelets, necklaces, and pendants. Crown Diamonds has generous credit limits and can give instant approval over the phone. This holiday season, include a beautiful one-carat woman's diamond ring in your little holiday gift-giving, just $85 a month, or a half-carat diamond pendant for only $15 a week. 1-800-339-4342. 1-800-339-4342. Crown Diamonds has something for everyone on your holiday gift list at a price that you can afford, and right now, you mother... Hi, this is Phil Hendry. Join me tonight here on the all-new KPTL, Nevada's Talk Capital AM 1300. Then get ready to pick up that phone and call the general manager tomorrow morning and demand that I be removed of the fiki f***.
Fuck.
Carson City, Reno, Carson Valley, Mound House, f***. Mound House, Dayton. I got your Mound House swinging. Okay, ready?
Hello, everyone. I'm Margaret Gray.
And I'm Phil Hendry.
I'm sorry?
And I'm Phil Hendry.
So I'm not doing this track phone commercial by myself. All right. I'm Margaret Gray, and my son, Jason J. Delmonico, I just got him a track phone. Do you know why? Because Jason and I didn't start the clock on this whore commercial.
Ready? You know, there's going to be a lot of scary things out there this Halloween season, Harvey.
Well, there's nothing scarier, though, than driving around on worn-out shocks, you know?
Well, it's not uncomfortable. It's also...
You call me a...
Yes. You know, Harvey, you'll experience a lot of scary things out there this Halloween season, but nothing scarier than driving around on worn-out shocks.
Well, that hasn't happened to me for years. I keep my car. What are you driving anyway?
Well, look, it's uncomfortable. I'm driving a good car, but I'm just saying for a lot of people.
You mean some of the slobs out there that don't have a great ride like you?
I'm trying to tell them to go to Napa. Go to f*** me. You'll experience a lot of scary things out there this Halloween season, but there's nothing scarier than driving around on worn-out shocks. It can cause unnecessary stress and wear on other components of your car, as well as being a very uncomfortable ride. Now, when you buy three Napa Reflex Sensatrac or... Sensatrac or Gas Grande Fleet... Gas Grande? Gas Grande. Is that what you see there? Gas Grande or Gas Grand? You know, you'll experience a lot of scary things out there this Halloween season, but there's nothing scarier than driving around on worn-out shocks. It's uncomfortable. It can also cause unnecessary stress and wear on other components of your car. And fortunately, NAPA has shocks and struts on sale this month. That's right. When you buy three NAPA Reflex, Sensitrac, or Gas Grande Fleet Shock Shut Mother f- Hey, everybody, this is Phil Hendry.
Hi, and I'm Chris Thornton.
And Chris and I are here to tell you about the Vermont Teddy Bear, and that this Saturday is Sweetest Day. You heard of that, Chris?
Yeah, Sweetest Day is, you know, it's sweet. You know, you send your girlfriend sweet, you know. If you have sexuality, you know, you send her sweet stuff.
Well, look, let's just send her a Vermont Teddy Bear, okay? You can send her a Bear Gram, Chris. You heard about that?
As a matter of fact, I have, Mr. Henry. I heard about the heartthrob, you know. Send her a throb bear.
Well, they don't call it a throb bear. It's called a heartthrob bear or a sweetheart bear. And she'll be completely surprised, and all of her co-workers will think you're the greatest guy.
Well, that's not really all that great, but in any event, yeah, do it, because she'll be all over you in a New York minute.
Well, it only takes 5 minutes to order, and overnight delivery to home or office is guaranteed. Call 1-800-829-BEAR or shop online at VermontTeddyBear.com. Send the creative alternative to flowers the sweetest day. That's 1-800-829-F-U. All right, ready? There it is. That's our outtakes. Everybody does them. I thought I'd lay them on you, so now you have them. Those are just outtakes from commercials, and it sounds like some of those probably go back about 4, 5, 6 years. Eastwood Insurance, man, they were on for about 2 seconds, and then they just forget it. We'd like to thank the sponsors that did stay with us. We'd like to thank the radio stations. The radio stations that aired our radio show. I can't even begin to tell you how unusual you are as broadcasters to understand that our show is a content-driven show, a piece of satire that properly supported gained a lot of fans all over this country. And for all of you guys who aired our show, as a matter of fact, when we come back, I'm going to mention every single solitary station twice. And
oh, come on, that's gonna be dull.
I'm kidding, smartass. Who cares what you think anyway? What are you looking at, Michelle? Don't be looking at me like that, girl. All right, anyway, we'll be right back. We have some phone calls. We have a flashback to play. But first, I gotta kick Bud's ass.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. When the truth just isn't enough. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
We will take some calls from our good people, our listeners, this hour. We'll do that all week. Final broadcast on Friday. I've got to get new headshots made. Don't even be smiling at that one, bud.
You don't want to say head.
Headshots, as in photographs, punk. I have to have headshots made. I've got to, what else do I got to do? Call back my good buddies over there at that place. I don't want to mention any names. I don't want to give away any things that we're working on. I don't want to get... No way, baby. No way. You know, the minute you mention... All I got to do is mention one freaking name. Somebody's going to go, aha, he's working with those guys, and those guys work for that guy, and those guys, they go, I know what he's doing. You ain't going to know what I'm going to do until it's done, in the can, and not picked up. So there. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Now, we have on line two our Indian friend, Ram. And, Ram, you know what? I got to hand it to you, Ram. How you doing, brother?
Not bad, sir. How about yourself?
Good, man. You're the only cat that listens to us internationally that isn't so cheap that he can't pick the phone up every now and again to say, hi, how are you, Phil, drop dead or something, you know? Very sweet of you. I mean, we have international listeners. We have guys in Sweden, Iceland, all parts of Africa. And do you think any of them, you know, would like maybe put out a couple of bucks to just place a, hi, Phil, how you been? No. Just take. That's all they do. Especially...
Well, I can't pass up an opportunity to call you, especially considering the fact that you're going to go off the station.
I know, brother. I know, man. What station...
Anyway, sir.
Yeah. Oh, you listen to me on the internet, don't you?
Yes, that is correct.
I was going to ask you what station you listen to me on Bangalore, India, but I don't know. You're listening to the Rock of the Nile. Do you have a station there like, what's the big river in India? It's the...
Ganges.
The Ganges, yeah. You know, like,
This is the Rock of the Ganges, 50,000 watts from Bombay.
You ever heard all that American commercial crap? Well, Ron, thank you for being a sweetheart. Now, let me ask you, down through the years, your favorite bit of all time.
Well, I have to say that, I mean, I don't have a straight answer for that, but Steve Buzzell returning Bridges of Madison County and thinking that he is gay because the librarian...
You know what, dude? Just hearing you describe it, man. Steve Buzzell returning Bridges of Madison County thinking he's gay?
Yes.
All right, now...
But then I have to say that, you know, Herb Sewell just took over.
Yeah, he did.
I mean...
He's a twisted bastard, isn't he?
And I'm very grateful to you for, you know, doing a Steve Buzzell bit. I'm sorry. Herb Sewell bit today.
Yeah, we did a Herb Sewell bit tonight. Yeah, you know, I was driving in, I saw the Amber Alert signs here on the freeway, and I suppose you... Do you have anything similar to that in India? I don't know.
No, actually, the crime rate here is very, very low, oddly, you know? You know,
That's hard to believe.
I don't want to make it sound bad or anything, but yeah. Such violent crimes are not very common here. I don't know why.
Well, I mean, it's a good thing, but is there a lot of... India is world... is well known around the world as having some serious issues in terms of economics. So for a lot of people are very poor.
Yes.
I'm trying to put that tactfully. I would imagine that there's robbery or burglary, isn't there?
Yes, but there is petty theft, you know. There is a lot of petty theft, like people stealing your coconuts or people stealing your, you know, clothes that are on the clothesline drying, you know, maybe...
But the amount of violent
crime here is very low.
How does a guy steal your coconut? What does a guy do? Climb up a tree to get your coconuts?
Yeah, because he's hungry.
Yeah, well, I know. Yeah, but you know how... all I got to do is... I don't even have to get out of bed to take care of that guy. I got a gun. Guy's in my tree. Hey, there's a guy in my tree. Go ahead. Boom! That's wild, man. So you don't have a lot of that sick, twisted crime in India. Well, that's good. That's a testament to the Indian people.
Once in a while, we do, but... I mean, again, this sounds bad, but there is lots of vigilante justice. If people catch you doing some twisted stuff, they'll just beat the living daylights out of you, and, you know, you might even die.
Sounds good
and,
to me.
And, you know, the police also use some, shall we say, you know, undemocratic tactics to, extract information from you. So.
Yeah. You know, whenever anybody bitches about the cops in America... I always think, yeah, well, I tell you what, why don't you go move to freaking some other country? Like in Mexico, for instance, you know? Mexico is a nice country, but the cops down there are as crooked as the day is long. How do I know? Because I've paid them more $50 bills coming back to the States. Okay, what did I do now? You made a U-turn back there, senor. Yeah, what's the fine today? $100. Oh, I just happen to have that on me. Well, Rom...
I know, here we say that the police always enforce the law and order at the end of the month because they usually run out of money at that time.
What a bunch of slobs. All right, now let me ask you another favorite bit.
Oh, my other favorite bit has to be, you know, Herb Sewell telling people that, you know, he's fighting a court case for Walter Belhaven to get custody of his skulls.
Of his skull. That's right.
Yeah. Something about Bunny Belhaven having a lot of real estate holdings and all those things.
Bunny Belhaven. Yeah, Walter had a skull, and they couldn't identify it, and they didn't know where it came from, but the Oakland DA wanted to keep it, and Bunny took it to court and got Walter's skull back.
Yes.
Oh, dude. All right, well, Rom, listen, brother, you know, anytime, man, check on in. We'll be here till Friday, and then after that, we're going to be expanding the store. We have three new locations for... Anyway, it's been great talking to you.
All right, sir. Hey, no worries. Before I go, sir.
Yeah.
I just want to say that it is really brave of you to, you know, leave what you're doing and trying to do something new. Not many of us have the wherewithal or the courage or the foolish courage to do that, and I wish the best of you. Best of luck to you, and I hope that I'll get to see you again live in some other format or channel.
You will, Ron, but you're still a young man. You know, you got to keep kicking ass at what you're doing. Then you can do what I'm doing, which is kind of change it up, man. How old are you?
I'm 33 years old.
Ah,
sir.
You're just a kid. When you get to be about 39, 40, and you suddenly realize that death awaits us all, then, man, you will leave your wife and kids. They'll be standing there wondering, what the hell happened? Either the freaking wind blew the windows in, or that was Rom getting out of here. Okay, brother. Good talking with you, Ram. Thank you so much for calling again tonight, man.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Guy's cool. He's our buddy in India, Ram. Listens to us on the internet. I was asking about bits only because I like the way he says Steve Bozell and gay. I just love it. When Steve Bozell was gay, you're a good man, Ram. Phil Henry Show will be back with phone calls and our flashback by request here on the final week of broadcast of The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The eighth wonder of the world. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We've got a flashback by request coming up, but first, a Phil Henry moment. We have a special message to this guy, W.G. Ryan, who emails us every day about Herb Sewell and Walter Belhaven being on a dedication page of some book that's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Hey, W.G., blow it out your ass, man. A, you're full of crap. B, you're full of dung. C, your eyes are brown. What are you talking about, man? What? Back off of your emails about Herb and Walter being in some book. Number 13 on this, number 1 on that. Freaking number 13 is different every day. One day it's freaking Ann Coulter's book. It's the next day it's somebody else's. I believe Ann would dedicate a book to Walter Belhaven. She's wanted him for years. All right, time now for our flashback by request. Phil, could you see to play a bit from... That's an interesting phrase. Could you see to play? I wonder if this individual's Canadian or otherwise... like that. Phil, could you see to play a bit from Charlie the Complainer from February 4th, 2005, where he calls to complain about the show and Bud ends up going through the phone to kill him? Corey. Yes, we could see to do that for you, Corey, my good man. Here it is now. Charlie the Complainer and Bud. Charlie, go ahead.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Phil Henry, sir.
Okay, are you the gentleman who is on the air right now?
Yes.
I have called your radio program before to express my displeasure with the kind of broadcasting, the programming that's on this station.
Yes, you have, sir.
Yes, you bet I have. Yes, you bet I have. And you're not going to get rid of me either.
And well, I don't know what I can do for you.
Well, I want to say that there are millions of us out here who come home from work and want to listen to intelligent programming on the talk show radio. And I was driving home this evening. I had just entered my car. I had just sat down. I had turned the ignition. The radio came on. I remember reaching over to my left to get the seatbelt harness and pull it down to my right. And suddenly, I heard a man talking about his inner nun and all of this nonsense. And again, I want to hear intelligent and also intelligent comments about the news and the issues of the day. Now, I would like to know who's there that I can talk to. Is anyone there right now?
No, sir, there is not. And I've listened to your complaints before, and
I don't like this guy.
Hold on, Bud. Just be it.
Who's that?
It's no one. Just forget it.
No, he's tightening my jaws. He's called too many times.
Hold on, Bud.
Are you speaking to me, sir?
No, sir. I'm speaking to one of my interns. Just hold on, Bud. You have called before. I have registered your complaint. There's nothing you're going to do about my show.
Well, we'll see about that, sir. I happen to know personally Mark Mays.
Oh, yeah, here we go again with that.
Excuse me?
You know, you dropped the Mr. Mays' name. He's a principal in our company.
Well, I happen to know him, and I can get him on the phone. And
I'm telling you, I'm going to hurt this guy.
Will you shut up, Bud?
Did you just tell me to shut up? Oh, boy, that cuts it. Okay, I will be in touch with...
No, I can't take it anymore.
Get the phone out.
Are you people talking to me?
Now, hold on. Get away from the phone, Bud.
I'm going through the phone.
Wait a minute. Don't do it.
Hey, how you doing?
And who in blazes are you? You look like some misshapen retard.
Yeah! Yeah! You can talk in the world, huh? Maybe. No, you're not going to call again tomorrow ever again. I'll kill you. I swear to God, I'll kill you. I'll take this grenade, shove it down your throat, and pull in the pin.
Get out of that phone, Bud.
You'll see.
Mark Mays, please.
Get out of the phone, Bud.
What?
Get out of there.
I don't want to.
You don't get out of that phone, I'm coming in after you.
You're going to hurt me.
Yeah, that's why I'll hurt you if you don't get your ass out of that phone. Now get out of it. You just killed one of my callers.
He's still breathing.
Oh, well, ain't that great. Well, I can hear sirens now.
Oh, yeah, better get out of the phone.
Get out of there.
Wait, hold on. Well, look at this, $50.
Get out of there.
Must have fell out of his pocket because I was beating the crap out of him.
Yeah.
Wasn't there one where I actually did go in the phone after him? There's Bud beating the crap out of Charlie the Complainer. I think that's the last time we ever heard from old Charlie. Yes, talk radio is alive and well, man, when you got those guys listening to the show, even though they hate it. 1-800-449-8686, and let that be a lesson to you, Bud.
What?
If the guys hate your show, you're doing something right.
Oh, why don't you? You know, I don't care. Everything you ever taught me is bullcrap.
What do you mean everything I ever taught you is bullcrap?
Everything you ever said, but you're just a liar. You're a liar and a liar.
God, why are you so bitter?
Because you said it. You said that I could take over the show, and now you're quitting, and you're going to be in an acting and everything.
So I changed my mind. So you can hang around, get a job here.
What am I going to do? You go in and sit and talk to Trevor? Oh, great. Woo! There's some thrills. Then
just shut up while you're ahead, okay? Otherwise, you ain't going to have no gig around here.
Why can't I come work with you in TV?
Doing what, man?
I could be a writer.
Hey, you know what? That's not a bad idea, actually. All right, we'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
You know what you need? You need a guy who can lick his own eyebrows.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All this week, the last week of live broadcasts ever, the Phil Hendry Radio Show will take calls from our listeners, people who've been with us, people who've heard this show and understand what the show is about. If you're just joining the show tonight, you have missed out. And there's no way you're going to understand this show and the four remaining shows that we have left after tonight. Now think about that. Oh, it's just a talk show. No. There's no way you'll ever understand this show in the four shows that we have left. There will be no more after that. There's no way you'll ever figure it out. You know how I know you can't figure it out, as intelligent as you may be? Because half the program directors and general managers in the world of radio couldn't figure it out. And they work in the business. Now, what does that tell you? Well, A, either we've got some of the dumbest people in the history of the human race working in this business, or B, my show is so brilliant that it would take Einstein to dissect it. I don't think it's B. Let me just put it to you that way. I really don't think it's B.
Aunt B?
Isn't that funny? Aunt B, isn't that? Ow! Creep. 1-800-449-8686. Hey, Jim in Toronto, how are you?
Phil, I'm doing great. I've been listening to your show for 8 years. I travel coast to coast.
Out of sight.
Thanks a lot for all the humor, you know, and I tell you what, I'll be honest with you, what you've done to radio is what Johnny Carson did to TV.
Leave it? No,
you brought it to another dimension that cannot be repeated, Phil.
Well, you're really kind to say that. And you're right, it won't be repeated. You know why? I don't know what it is I'm saying.
That's it.
I got to be honest with you. The reason why I'm stuttering and haltering, the reason why I'm leaving radio is the reason why I was just stuttering and haltering there. I have a drug problem. All right? I've got a bad one. Bad drug problem. And as a result, I take handfuls and handfuls of stimulants. I'm just kidding. No, I was about to say something disparaging about the radio industry, but I didn't want to do that, okay? I mean, I love this business so much. I'm not a big fan of the management types, but then nobody is. Ask any guy that's on the air, any woman that's on the air, general managers and on up, we don't like them, you know?
I understand that.
Because we're, you know, I just read an interview with Mancow, who I don't know why I'm reading interviews with Mancow. Jesus, what is wrong with me?
Oh,
anyway,
Jesus.
He said the same thing, you know. Now, you're in Toronto, right, Jim?
Yes, I am.
Now, I want to say hello to my friend Mo. She's in Toronto right now, probably taking care of her big house. Mo, email me. And James, what part of town do you live in? Because my people are from Queen Street East originally.
I live in the Chicagoland area, LaGrange, Illinois, where one of your old screeners used to live, and I've spoke with him a couple times.
You live in LaGrange, Illinois?
Yes, I do.
What are you doing in Toronto?
Used to. I'm over-the-road truck driver, Toronto, Montreal, out to California and back.
No kidding. So you're a Yank?
I'm a Yank. Picked you up in Miami and listened to you from the L.A. station, and when you went to the satellite, I had to get satellite right away so I could cover you coast to coast.
Oh, cool.
Every day.
Oh, that's cool, man. Thank you so much.
Phil? Listen,
thanks, Jim.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
You're a good man.
Men like Will and Sonny, moving on.
Yep, that guy's a trucker. Can't get along without the truckers. Can't live without those guys. And that's why I give those guys a wide berth, man. On the freeway, on the highway, anywhere. If there's ever an accident between a truck and a car, I don't know whose fault it was, the guy in the car. Because some cat that comes wheeling onto the freeway at about 9 million miles an hour, and here comes some dude hauling about 85 billion tons, and he's supposed to just hit the brakes like he's driving a Ferrari and avoid smacking right into the back end of an SUV driven by Irving and Irving Jr., 16, 17 years old, both of them of Bludington High. They're on the track team. They're on their way down to pick up the latest, you know, pick up the latest case of freaking diphtheria, for all I know, gonorrhea, whatever. But they're going to go down, man, and, you know. And next thing you know, he slams into the ass end of the SUV. It explodes like a ball of fire, just a flaming SUV rolling down the road like something out of War of the Worlds. And the trucker is on his phone going,
yeah, I got to talk to the dispatcher. Yeah, I won't be in town tonight. No, I hit the truck. Well, that thing's on fire.
And it isn't his fault. It's the fault of the kid or the adult or whoever it is. And I just sit there and I go, yeah, all right, nice going. I saw a good one last night. I'm driving home, and there it is, right on the side of... I don't know how this guy did it, but the car is upside down. Oh, why don't I take some phone calls? You don't want to hear about death, do you? Yeah, the car was, like, upside down on the side of a hill, and a guy was fine. He was fine. He was walking around on his cell phone. Yeah, honey? Yeah, I flipped the car. Oh, it's up a hill about 300 feet. Huh? Here is Pasquale. Hello?
Hello?
How are you, ma'am?
Good. How are you?
Very fine. Thank you.
Yeah. Why are you going off the air? Because I just started listening to you last year of October.
I'm going off the air for a couple of reasons. I am very interested in becoming a film and television star because I hear the money's good.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is more of an opportunity to do what I want to do. And I'm going off the air, secondly, because I despise the very people who run this business with such a passion that if I stay in it one more day...
Right.
They're going to have to sandbag my house. I'll take a few of them hostage, and it'll just be me against the L.A. County Sheriff for a week. As the food runs out, they'll cut off my water. I know how it goes. Then I'll start to stink. I'll have a bound and gagged radio executive sitting there, and he'll be going, shut up! Just shut up!
Mr. Henry, just let the man go. And
yeah, that's what you guys told me last week! The man dies!
Oh, my goodness.
Like that.
You know, and I just started telling my friends about you, and they just started listening to you just last week.
By listening to this program, did you feel your serotonin levels going up?
No, I mean, I just love your show, period.
Did you feel better about life, though? Did you find yourself...
Definitely. When I listen to you, I feel much better.
Over the course of a year, suddenly you've noticed an improvement in your life by listening to our show.
Right.
Well, guess
Correct.
What? It's going to start going downhill from now on because I'm kidding you. You're very sweet. You're very, very kind. Thank you, Pasquale. It's a very lovely name. Where are you from?
I'm from Florida.
Okay.
Miami, but originally I'm from New York, but my ancestors, they're half European and half Caribbean, so...
Oh, you poor thing.
Yeah.
I'd rather be one or the other, you know?
I'm a mutt, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool. In other words, you're a very beautiful Jamaican woman. You've got that... gorgeous sort of milk chocolate skin and green or blue eyes, right?
Yeah, I have green eyes. Yeah, hazel eyes.
Oh,
correct.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. That's me.
Oh, my God. But
that's me.
You say you're going to be on the internet?
Huh?
You say you're going to be on the internet?
My website is up, www.philhenryshow.com. All his stuff is there. All of my, and we'll be talking to people. We'll be emailing people. And we're going to be involved in a few TV projects. Generally, what that means when someone says they're going to do a TV project, they're going to be hanging around in bars just waiting for someone to say, oh, yeah, hi, Phil, were you waiting for me? Yeah, about 2 days. I got to take a break, Pasquale. You're very kind to call.
Yeah, I'm going to miss you, Phil Henry. I'm really going
to
miss you.
You were about to call me Henry Phillips, weren't you? Okay.
Henry Phillips.
Thanks, doll.
I will email you, okay? God bless
you,
all right?
Bye-bye. Here I go again now. Another black woman in my life. Yep. No. No, Michelle. The only woman of color that I want in my life now is you. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Very well. You will kiss the gunner's daughter. Take him below for the makings.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Take one more phone call here. I have Frank. Hello, Frank. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Phil, how you doing?
Very good. Thank you. Where are you calling from tonight?
I'm calling from Cleveland, Tennessee. It's about 30 miles outside of Chattanooga.
Another Chattanooga caller.
Yeah, listen, I got to tell you before I get started, I started a business called, I Almost Talk to Phil. We're making T-shirts that say, I Almost Talk to Phil.
Uh-huh.
Selling them. I've been trying to get all of you for 2 weeks just to say goodbye.
I Almost Talk to Phil.
Yeah, and they're selling like hotcakes, so I got to give you
Bull
some money
crap.
Out of that. No. Listen, let me share real quick how I stumbled on your show. It was about 2001, and I was dating this girl for about 2 weeks.
You from Chicago or something? You from Wisconsin?
No, I'm originally from Cleveland, Ohio, believe it or not.
You got that Midwest kind of talk like this, you know.
You should sound like this down here in the middle, all these Southerners.
Oh, good. Yeah. When you talk like that, they think you're... Yeah, go ahead. So you were in 2001.
Yeah, I was with this girl. We dated about 2 weeks, and the big night was upon us, and we went back to my place, and I put the radio on for some mood music, and your show was on, and it was the one where Vernon Dozier was the department store Santa Claus,
yeah.
And he had the kids sitting on his lap straddling face to face. So you could see it look in their eyes if they were lying when he asked them if they were good.
Yeah.
I mean, we laughed till we peed ourselves, Phil.
Well, that's one interesting sexual act.
It was awesome.
Yeah. Thanks, brother. It's good to talk with you. Peed yourself.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.